This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Lesson number 22, Surah Al-Baqarah. We'll begin from ayah number 165. Inshallah, we'll listen to the recitation of the first two ayat of the lesson and then we'll continue.
وَإِلَٰهُكُمْ إِلَٰهٌ وَاحِدٌ لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها من كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون.
In the first ayah we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that your God is one God. The one who has created everything, the one who manages everything, the one who sustains everything, is the one who is the true God and is the one who deserves your worship. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the different signs of His creation. If you look at the end of the ayah, it says, لآيات. Ayat is a plural of ayah, a sign. All of these are evidences, they are proofs of the power of Allah, the mercy of Allah. They are all proofs that tell us that there is only one God. And if you look at all of these things that are mentioned, it begins with the samawat and the earth, the heavens and the earth. And we know that both of them are connected with each other. Can the earth exist without the sky? Can it? No. Would it be complete without the sky? Not at all. The sky also performs certain functions which are relevant to the earth. For example, in the sky are the clouds. In the sky up above us is the sun. And that affects what? The earth. So we see that all of this is a system, and the night and the day and the water that falls down and then what grows from the earth and then the animals that are spread everywhere, the ships that sail, all of this is connected one with the other, that shows that there is only one being that is managing all of this. And who is He? Allah Azza wa Jal. So, لآيات لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ. There are signs for those people who think, for those people who reflect. And the thing is that when a person observes all of these things, when a person reflects on these things, what does he realize? The might of Allah, the power of Allah, the mercy of Allah. And when that is the case, then who should we give all of us to? Who should we dedicate all of us to? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When He has given us everything that we have, then we, our actions, our efforts should be dedicated to who? To Allah. When He has been so loving, when He has been so caring, then what does it mean that we should also love Allah more than anyone else? But we see that despite the fact that these signs are so clear, they're so obvious, yet there are people who don't love Allah. Instead, they love other than Allah. So Allah says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, and among the people. Meaning there are some people, there are some individuals who, what do? مَن, they are those who, يَتَّخِذُ, they take. يَتَّخِذُ is actually singular, but because it's coming with النَّاس, then we will translate it as plural in the context. When the word to word, you will say, he takes. So there are some people who take, who adopt, مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, besides Allah, أَنْدَادًا, partners. And that is a plural of the word nid, from the root letters noon, dal, dal. And nid is used for someone who is similar to the other. Someone who is similar to the other. Someone who is equal to the other. So for example, if a person is in a particular class and another is in the same class, then the other person is who? They're nid. They are similar to them. If a person has a particular position in a company and there is another person who holds the exact same position in the company, then both are what? Nid. They are equals. And you see, when they're people, when they're individuals at the same level, when they're individuals who are similar to one another, is there any rivalry? Is there any competition between the two? Of course there is. There's always competition. Which is why we see that people working together, sometimes they end up having jealousies. And sometimes they're just focused on negating one another, showing that the other is not doing as well as them. So this is who a nid is. Someone who is equal to the other, similar to the other. So some people, they take besides Allah, along with Allah, and that, meaning they set up others as partners with Allah. They regard others as equal to, similar to Allah. The status that should be given to Allah, they give that to others as well. The love that should be shown to Allah, they show that love to others as well. The dedication, the obedience that should be offered to Allah, they offer it to other than Allah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. And especially in this context, أَنْدَاد rivals equals in which way? Allah says, يُحِبُّونَهُمْ, they love them. Meaning these people, they love their andad. They love their equals, those whom they have ascribed as equals to Allah. And the word يُحِبُّونَهُمْ, حَبَبَ, حُب. حُب is love. What is love? If you were to describe love to someone, what would you say? What is love? You don't know what love is? What is love? To prefer someone over yourself, okay, because you love them. So a mother loves her child, she prefers the child over herself. A woman loves her husband, so she prefers the husband over herself. What else is love? Strong feelings of devotion for someone. Strong feelings of likeness, that you like them, you appreciate them. But is that it? Is love just about liking someone? If you like something or someone, what do you want? You don't care. Okay, there's a phone. You like it. Okay, whatever. Is that your attitude towards that phone? What's your attitude? You want it. You desire it. You want to get it. When people like others, they want them. They want their attention. They want their love as well. Correct? So love is about liking, wanting. But if a person likes someone, how will they take them? How will they take them? With a lot of care. With a lot of care, paying attention to everything that they like. So for example, if a child wants to please their father, they like their father, they love their father, they did something silly, so the father is a little upset, what will they do? They will try to do those things which their father likes. And as they will do them, their father will love them even more. In fact, the father will show the love. So love is about liking, wanting, and being careful in how you take that, how you get that to yourself. Because the point of love is that you want their love in return as well. Because one-sided love does not mean anything. So these people, who do they love? Who do they like? يُحِبُّونَهُمْ, they love other than Allah. But are we not allowed to love others besides Allah? Of course. I mean, we're supposed to love the Prophet ﷺ. We're supposed to love our parents. We're supposed to love our children. We're supposed to have love amongst believers as well. We learn from a hadith that the believer is alif. He loves others. He loves others and he's also loved by others. And a person who does not love, he is not loved, there's no good in him. So loving each other is something that is encouraged in our religion. But what does it mean by this love? Why is this wrong? Because Allah says, يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. They love them as the love for Allah. Meaning as they should be loving Allah. They love them as they should love Allah. That is the problem. That is the problem. And this is how they take them as andad. This is how they set them as equals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. Now, why is it a problem if a person loves others as he should love Allah? Why? Because there will be conflict. The other wants you to do something which Allah does not like. So who do you obey? Who do you listen to? And if you love them equally, or if you love one more than the other, then obviously the other will be compromised. So this is why it's a problem. We are allowed to love others, but remember, the highest level is to be given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is just like we are to obey others. For example, our leaders, our instructors, our parents, our elders, we are to obey them. However, at the top, who is it that we have to obey? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the most love should be dedicated to who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. And over here, يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ, this is also understood in another way. That they love their undad like the love that who has for Allah? Like the love that believers have for Allah. They love their gods, their idols, as the believers love Allah. Meaning, it is love that is like worship. Love that is equal to worship. That is dedication. And remember that it does not matter who is it that a person loves at the same level as loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It could be someone who is very righteous. It could be someone who is very impious. It doesn't matter. We cannot love any person, any individual, as we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of others will always be slightly lesser than the love that we should have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if a person says that he loves the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than Allah, is that problematic? Yes. If a person says that he loves Isa alaihi salam more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that problematic? Yes, it is. We learned that once a man, he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said something, and he said, "Ma sha Allah wa ma shi'ta." Whatever Allah wills and whatever you will. Whatever Allah wills and whatever you will, that will happen. So he put the Prophet ﷺ at the same level as that of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet ﷺ said, أَجَعَلْتَنِي لِلَّهِ نِدًّا. You are making me as a partner equal to Allah. Say, بَلْ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Rather, whatever Allah wills, وَحْدَهُ him alone. So many times it happens that a person begins to love righteous people. However, the love for righteous people should not exceed the love that we have for Allah. So for example, we're sitting with someone, and they're a very good person, we love their good manners, we love to be in their company, every time we sit with them we learn something beneficial, something interesting, so we love to spend time with them. But if we're going, and we're coming back, and in that process we're delaying our prayers, we're missing our prayers, we are obsessed with thinking about them that we don't have time to read the Qur'an, then is that a problem? Yes. Because many times what happens is that people are on their way to Allah, to know about Allah, to love Allah, to worship Allah more, but they get stuck in the means. They get lost in those who take them to Allah. You know, in the previous verses we learned about the different ayat, the night and the day and the winds and the ships and the rain. Why is it that people start worshipping the creation? Because they are very impressed by it. They get very impressed by the sun, but they forget the maker of the sun. The sun is the sign that look at it. Isn't that impressive? Now imagine how great is the creator. But people get so lost in the sun that they forget the creator. Likewise, what happens is that sometimes people get lost in righteous people and they forget about who Allah is. They're so dedicated to righteous people that they neglect their duty to Allah. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. So this is something that's not right. We have to check our hearts. Is there anything that we love, we give preference to more than Allah? It could be a phone, that we love it. Constantly we're opening it and we're going through it. Every time we have a few minutes, that is what we look at. Allah is the one who gave that to us. But we get lost in it and forget Allah. It could be, for example, a righteous scholar, a very learned scholar, that we're so lost in listening to them, reading about what they have written, following them, where they're going, what they're saying, that we get so impressed by them that constantly we're talking about them and we're not talking about Allah. We're saying, oh, Sheikh so, sister so and so. But how many times does our tongue mention Allah? Sometimes we get lost in, let's say, some books or some institute, some individuals, and all the time we're mentioning them and we don't mention Allah. So we have to become careful. Our love should be for who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُحِبُّونَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ. This is why Allah says that وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and those people who believe, what is their state? They are أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. They are more intense in love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَشَدُّ from شَدِيد, شِين دَال دَال. What is شَدِيد? When something is severe, intense, very strong. So, the believers, they are more intense in their love for Allah. More intense than who? More intense than these people who love other than Allah. All people love someone or the other. Every person will love something or someone, some being. One person could love an idol, another person could love a human being, another person could have love for Allah, another person could have love for a particular object. People have love for different things. And some people, their love is very strong for something. And other people, their love is, you know, slightly weaker than others. So for example, a mother loves her children. So much so that she never ever lets them go anywhere without her. Another woman, she loves her children too. But there are times when she will leave them with her mother and go off for hours and hours and not care about how the children are, because she's fine, the kids are with the grandmother. Is there a difference in the love? Is there a difference in the love? Yes. One mother cannot bear to separate from the children. And the other? No problem. It's okay. No big deal. Is there a difference in the love? Yes, there is. Now, there are people who love other than Allah, whatever it may be, and there are people who love Allah. Whose love is stronger? Whose love is stronger? The believers, their love for Allah. If you compare the love that people have for different things, the believers, their love for Allah is the greatest. Their love for Allah is the strongest, is the most intense. Why? How? The thing is that when people love anything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then their love fluctuates. Their love becomes very high, very strong in certain seasons, and it dies in other seasons. Why? Because what they love does not remain the same. It changes. So for example, you got a cell phone, iPhone 4, 4S. The day you got it, you're like, oh my God, I love this. You're not even spending a minute without it. You know where it is, where you're putting it, you're cleaning it, you're wiping it, you don't let anybody touch it, you put a passcode on it. Okay, first week, very good. A year from then, what happens? Somebody tells you, you know, there's a scratch on your phone. Yeah, whatever. People are asking you, where's your phone? I don't know, somewhere in my bag. The love changes, right? It reduces. A mother has so much love for her children, she doesn't want to separate from them, especially when a child is an infant. And there comes a time where the mother is asked, where are the kids? Oh, somewhere in the backyard. Where are the kids? At school. She gets over that obsession. And this is what they say, that when people get married, initially, they love one another so much, and then as years go by, as life becomes more tough, then where are you, and why didn't you do this, and what's your problem? Then the fights begin. So the love changes. Likewise, people who love their idols, their gods, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is their state? When they need something, they will run to them. But when everything is fine, doesn't matter. All their week, Monday to Saturday, they're busy. But Sunday, they go. They forget God the rest of the week. One day, they remember God. But when it comes to a believer loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his love is very strong. Why? Because Allah is perfect. Allah is perfect. Your phone will become old. But Allah, He is eternal. He is Al-Hayy. He is Al-Qayyum. People whom you love, they change. They forget about you. They start loving others. They start forgetting you. But Allah, He doesn't forget you. He doesn't leave you. And the thing is that this is the case with the believer only. And the stronger the faith of a person is, the stronger his love will be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because even when a person is suffering from something, what will he do? He will remember Allah. And he will expect reward from Allah. Like in a hadith we learn that amazing is the state of the believer. When he is given something good, he is grateful and that is best for him. And when he suffers for something, he is patient and that is best for him. And this is only the case of the believer. Because his love for Allah is very strong. It has no limits, no bounds. It doesn't matter what he's suffering from. It doesn't matter what he's going through in his life. He will remember Allah. She will remember Allah the day that she is getting married. She will remember Allah the day that she loses something. She will remember Allah the day that she's sick. And she will remember Allah the day that she's very happy and very successful. So the love that a believer has for Allah, it is intense. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ Because the love of a believer for Allah is what? It is khalis, it is sincere. And this is deeply connected with one's iman. The stronger the faith, the more intense the love. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا And if only the wrongdoers could see. الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا ظَلَمُوا Those who do ظُلْم. And what is ظُلْم? Injustice. What is the greatest injustice? That the one who loves you, you don't love them back. The one who cares for you, you don't give importance to them. The one who's given everything to you, you're not grateful to them. So in other words, greatest injustice is what? Shirk or loving others more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا Those people who love other than Allah more, if only they could see. إِذْ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ When they will see the punishment. يَرَوْنَ from رَا هَمْزَ يَا رَأْيٌ To see. When they will see the punishment with their own eyes. A time will come when they will see the consequences of loving others more than Allah. إِذْ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابِ What will they see? What will they realize at that time? أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ That indeed الْقُوَّةَ The strength, قَافْ وَوْ يَا All power, all might. Who does it belong to? لِلَّهِ It is for Allah. جَمِيعًا Altogether, all of it. جِمْ مِمْ عَيْن If only they could realize now, if only they could know now, that at the time when they will see the punishment, they will realize that all power is for Allah. That those whom they were lost in, those whom they loved besides Allah, more than Allah, what power do they have? Nothing. If there is a person whom you love, and you're dedicated to them, to the point that you're ignoring the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what power does that person have? What power does that individual have? No power. And we see even in this world that people who love others, there comes a time when they feel deceived. When they feel betrayed. They feel betrayed. A person says, I love so and so. I've done so much for them. But look at how they're treating me. Look at how they're harming me. People who love others besides Allah, they get disappointed. Every love will disappoint you, except for the love that you have for Allah. That will never disappoint you if it's sincere. So in this dunya, they're disappointed. And on the day of judgment, when they will see the punishment, they will be even more disappointed. Because they will realize that all power belongs to Allah. And those whom they were lost in, they have nothing. أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعَذَابِ And that Allah, He is intense, He is very severe when it comes to punishing the criminals. So those who were lost in the love of others, what will happen to them? They will suffer because of that on the Day of Judgment. They will suffer because of that in the hereafter. A, they will realize their helplessness, and B, they will realize how severe the punishment is. Their helplessness, because their love got them nothing. Those whom they loved cannot benefit them. And the punishment is also very severe. Why? For ignoring Allah. For ignoring the rights of Allah. Every love that we have for any person, any individual, anything, should be for who? For the sake of Allah. Because then that love will be beneficial. Because that love will make us love Allah more. We are not people without hearts, or with hearts that are very cold, with hearts that don't have feelings. It's very natural that when someone is good to you, you love them. When someone is close to you, you love them. When someone benefits you, you love them. However, everything that we love should take us to Allah. Should make our love for Allah even more strong. So for example, the creation that Allah has created. I mentioned to you, I went to Niagara Falls. Okay, I went there, saw it, very beautiful, very nice. I could stare at it for hours, didn't want to go away from there. Okay, but what should that remind me of? What should that remind me of? Allah. What should that make me realize? That how perfect, how beautiful, how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we get lost in the faults, then we will fall. And if we make sure that this is connecting us to Allah, then that love will be beneficial for us. So in this ayah we see, there are many lessons for us, that all of us must see what is in our hearts. Who do we love? We all claim to love Allah. But we need to analyze the love that we have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are there sometimes when we are in a dilemma that either we obey Allah or we do something else? And at that time, what do we do? And we're not talking about big things like buying a house on haram. No. Small little things. That do I say this word that Allah likes, or do I say this word that will satisfy my desire? Do I do something that Allah likes, or do I do that which I feel like doing? Because sometimes a person even loves himself more than he loves Allah. Even that is very problematic. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ And the thing is that loving Allah is actually ibadah. It is actually worship. Why? Because if a person loves other than Allah at the same level, then that is what? Shirk. So it means that loving Allah is actually worship. And in fact, it is the foundation of worship. Ibadah is founded on two things. Muhabbah and ta'zeem. Love and respect. Out of love, a person obeys Allah. And out of respect, a person does not disobey Him. So, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ The more love a person will have for Allah, the more he will obey Him. The more he will worship Him. And this is very natural. When you love someone, you care about them. You care about their likes and their dislikes. You know, some parents, they love their children. So for example, if their child loves a particular color, they will get them everything in that color. You know, for example, my son, he loves orange. He loves orange. Anything you give him in orange, he'll take it. So if I want him to eat something, I'll say, would you like your whatever in your orange bowl? Yes. Would you like this in your orange cup? Yes. And even though I have a choice between yellow and orange, I'll go for orange. Why? Because I know that he likes it. He'll take it. So when you love someone, you care about the little things as well. Then you don't say, oh, whatever. Doesn't matter. What's the big deal? No, it does matter. Because love makes you careful. Love makes you sacrifice. Love makes you bear hardship. And if a person just claims to have love, then what will happen? He will have an I don't care attitude.
وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يَتَّخِذُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَندَادًا بَيْنَهُمْ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ وَلَوْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا إِذْ يَرَوْنَ الْعَذَابَ أَنَّ الْقُوَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعَذَابِ